Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauleys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauley. It's October 10th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 6, 2003.
Misery, I was just thinking, it's almost Easter time again. What are your comments on this holiday?
As with all holidays now, Alora, I wish the false teachings that the evil priesthood had put in this sacred day would be removed. Easter is really the Passover, the time that God showed his tremendous power and saved the people of Israel, even if he had to use a remnant of the Holy Garden Empire to do it. But it is a time of thanksgiving to God, and the rabbit and the eggs and all of these trappings that are so popular today have nothing to do with Easter or the Passover whatsoever, and they should be discontinued. The evil church allowed man to bring in their traditions from other religions and their practices from other faiths, and they incorporated them right into their version of Christianity and corrupted everything they touched. They would allow anything, they would do anything for converts to get people to join their evil church. So they simply made everything part of Christian tradition, and this is absolutely wrong. It should not be. All these false teachings should be removed from Easter, and Easter should be celebrated as the time that God showed his benevolent mercy to mankind. And that is the only reason that Easter should be celebrated.
Uh-oh, God's mad again. You tell them, Nazarene. Anyway, I always thought the eggs and rabbit symbolized the beginning of new things in the Wiccan tradition.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
An open letter from Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ to the people of the United States of America. Most profound greetings. My dear friend Demetrius, who is running for the presidency of the United States, has asked me to comment on taxes. During my ministry, I said this, render unto Caesar that is Caesar's, render unto God that is God's. This still holds true today. When a government provides services for its people, fire protection, police protection, the courts, anything that is needed to protect the people and to keep the country running, it is the people's responsibility to support those taking care of these institutions. Taxation is necessary. It is not popular, it is not liked, but it is necessary. The people must support their governments. When governments are misusing taxes, when taxes are being used for purposes that the people do not like, the people have every right to protest, and they have the right to put out the officials that are misusing those taxes and to put in officials that will use those taxes properly. But taxes are necessary, and people must support their government, and everyone must pay their fair share. And governments have a right to arrest, prosecute, and imprison people that are not doing their fair share, that are cheating, that are using their money for things that they consider pleasurable and refuse to support the public interest. This is unpopular, but this is the right of a government. People should support that right. These are unpopular things, but sometimes unpopular things must be supported. Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, a servant of him that dwells in the holiest of all, now and forever.
We'll be back again.